Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Despite the rain there in the late stages and overtime, and Josh joining us now here on After Hours, that last drive, you've got a Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs who never give the ball back to the Buccaneers. What stands out in the midst of all the weather from that final drive?
When they won the toss and the sideline kind of erupted and Travis Kelce was kind of leading the charge and really firing up the offense, you just kind of had a feel like, they're going to go out here and put together a drive. Now, nothing would have said that, you know, from some of the other offensive drives. You weren't probably sure that they were going to go and score. But, I mean, they just have a certain confidence about themselves. They don't blink. They've been in just about every situation now. Nothing seems to faze them. So, I guess you just shouldn't be surprised that they're able to put together something like that. Maybe the ease of it, though. I mean, they really worked the ball down the field with relative ease. And Mahomes going 5 for 5 and then obviously, you know, leaning on the run game like they did in the second half to put that thing away. But that's an impressive drive to cap off a game. And I don't know, I never go for two and wins. I always feel like I'd be the coach who would kick the extra point as well. But I get it. Todd Bowles is going to face some criticism that, you know, you might have an opportunity with them to try to beat them. But if you don't get it, I wouldn't have been surprised if the Chiefs defense came up with a stop. Because they've come up with a number of stops this year to kind of put out fires. So, you know, I know he'll be criticized for not going and winning in regulation, but I guess you give Mahomes the ball and you can be in trouble.
Kareem Hunt is playing such a vital role since he rejoined Kansas City, including the touchdown in overtime. I heard an interview with him on Westwood One after the game in which he said, there's no place like Kansas City. There's just no place like this. Why does he fit back in so easily with the Chiefs?
He left under not great terms, right? And so I think it was just enough time had passed. And obviously he made good with the organization. And the fans here, you know, once they saw him have kind of fresh legs, I think it was kind of like, okay, you're back. You made a mistake. You've grown up now. Andy Reid vouches for you. We're good. And then obviously he's been performing terrifically as well. The fact that they have just not been shy about just throwing him into the offense has been kind of amazing. I mean, he basically had a crash course, and I had a chance to talk with Andy Reid after his very first game. And I said, how much of this is familiar to him? And he said, well, you know, we're still running some of the same stuff, but the verbiage is a little bit different. And I thought, okay, well, they're going to kind of bring him along slowly. And they haven't. I mean, just here's 20 carries, here's 20 carries, here's 20 carries. And his running style, you know, fits with how this offensive line kind of blocks as well. It's just been a nice fit. They liked him for a reason a number of years ago, right? And obviously that went sideways. And Andy Reid, a big guy on second chances. And so I guess you shouldn't be completely surprised that it has worked. But I'm surprised it has worked so fast and so frequent that they have been, you know, not shy about, you know, throwing him in. And he's undoubtedly the bell cow.
We know the role Travis Kelce plays, and he had a season high 14 catches in this game, 100 yards right when they need it. But here's DeAndre Hopkins, who's just joined the Chiefs offense. 8 catches, 86 yards, the 2 touchdowns. How are he and Patrick finding that connection so quickly?
I mean, yeah, they crash coursed him as well. That's been, you know, one of the big stories of this year. They've gone out and made moves to cover for injuries and then got productivity right away. Last week was kind of, hey, we're going to run just a limited amount of stuff. Let's see what you can do. They obviously have gotten him on the same page. Here's what he likes. Here's what they can do. They get him on one-on-one situations. Obviously, he provides a threat they didn't have before. His catch, though, in traffic tonight with three people draped around him, I think he deked the defensive backs. I think he knew there was a window for him to catch it. I don't think anybody else did. You know, Patrick, with the ability to, he's never really been shy, I guess, about just throwing it in traffic and seeing what happens. And more often than not, good things happen. But he's pretty special, and it looks like a really good fit for what they do offensively. He's just so much different than any other receiver they had, even, you know, going through the injuries. There's no one that went out of the lineup that is similar to DeAndre Hopkins. He's a unique beast in this offense for them.
Josh Klingler is with us fresh off the sidelines for the Kansas City Chiefs on their radio network as they start out 8-0 and now have a franchise record 14-game win streak that goes back to that fateful game on Christmas against the Vegas Raiders when they thought they had figured out Patrick Mahomes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's the first time in 21 games that Patrick has thrown for 3 touchdown passes. What does that say to you, Josh?
Yeah, the run the Chiefs made at the end of the season last year to me was scary for the rest of the NFL because they weren't perfect. They didn't have a full complement of pieces. They tried some stuff that didn't work. And by the end of the year, they just said, forget it. Let's just go with what we can run. And they really kind of tailored the offense to their skill set. It wasn't the offense they thought they were going to be running at the beginning of the year last year, but they just made everything work at the end of the year. Here's the plays that work for us. Here's the personnel. They whittled down the rotation, and they just gutted through it, and it worked, and they won a Super Bowl. And it was like, well, that's pretty ridiculous because this wasn't anywhere near the offense that they wanted to run on paper. This year they loaded up, right, to start the year. They got Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice, who came on at the end of last year, was, you know, fully had an offseason to fully prepare and all those things heading into year 2. And you thought, okay, on paper, I see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get more vertical. They're going to do some different things. And they have to scrap that after a few weeks, heck, before the season started with Hollywood Brown, right? I can't take credit for it because I heard one of the reporters say it in the locker room today, described it as a chameleon. Like, they will just morph into whatever they need to. And that's the scary thing that Patrick Mahomes and this offensive staff, they're not stubborn. Like, they could just say, we're going to run this and this is what we do. They don't. They try to run what works for their personnel. And, man, they push a lot of the right buttons.
What have you seen from the defense in this first half? The same defense that Mahomes is constantly praising after every game.
Probably not as great tonight as they have been, but they have been great to start the season. And that was some of the talk in the locker room after the game tonight, too. The offense said, hey, you guys have been carrying us for a while. We were glad to get a drive to finish off a game like that because they know that this team has been built at least to start the year on the backs of the defense. And really, the Super Bowl run last year was on the back of the defense. Like, the offense just kind of figured it out and did enough, and it was the defense that was the story. And then that's carried over into this year. Steve Spagnuolo has just brought people in waves, seemingly times blitzes with tremendous acumen. He's got Chris Jones playing at a super high level still. And then just all the pieces that go into deep. I mean, they play really deep on defense. I mean, it's not just the couple of stars, and they have a large rotation on defense. And then Steve Spagnuolo has really amazed, I think, everybody here in Kansas City for his ability to again, work with pieces that are there. Like, he has his system, but he also fits the system to the skill set. And so it's very simple. I mean, you just get like really good players, really good coaches.
Just so simple.
You know? I mean, it's just so, I don't know why nobody tries to copy this blueprint. It's just amazing because yeah, if you were to script out some of the stuff they've done, you couldn't. I mean, they've just hit on a lot of things that have worked really, really well for them.
So they end up with just the one fumble loss tonight. So no interceptions. Travis Kelce loses the one fumble. I know interceptions have been a bit of an issue when Mahomes has talked about not playing at his highest level. How close are they? What else do they still need to find that rhythm that they hadn't had in the first half?
I think maybe a little more consistency along the offensive line, maybe so in the passing game as much as anything, because there's been times where they've been a little bit exposed on the edges. They've been playing a young left tackle in Wanye Morris. They didn't go out and get a veteran in the offseason at left tackle. I don't think that that's going to be a deadline deal or anything. I think that it is going to be Morris for the remainder of the season, but they need to get better probably along the edges of the offensive line. You know, if there is a deadline piece, and it gets kind of greedy around here, especially when they're pulling off a D-Hop and a Kareem Hunt off the street, and they seemingly get teams to trade with them right now, which is baffling to me. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's something in the secondary, because they've had a number of knocks and injuries in the secondary that they could do. But offensively, I think it's just getting, you know, the pieces with more reps together and then staying healthy, which is easier said than done. Nearly lost Mecole Hardman, it looked like, tonight too. And so they've weathered injuries. They've gone out and made acquisitions. Seemingly everything that they have done is turned to gold. So I guess, again, very simple game, isn't it? When you just do everything right.
Well, the red zone numbers tonight, 4 for 4. They really dominated time of possession, much better on third down. So a lot of those numbers are trending up. Halfway through, they managed to remain unscathed. And yet, a lot of the games have been so close. We're not talking about blowouts. When was the last time the Chiefs actually blew out an opponent, Josh?
Yeah, trying to think during this 14-game win streak. There's been a lot of close-to-the-vest kind of games, digging themselves out of deficits. Seemingly getting down 10 was a theme for a little while, and overcoming. I mean, they get everybody's best shot. I mean, it's clear. I mean, Tampa came in tonight. They were pretty beat up, especially the wide receiver position, and they really, to their credit, you know, found some things that they could isolate, get the ball to the running backs. The tight ends have been a problem, I guess. If there's one thing the Chiefs need to shore up on defense, it's guarding the tight ends. They haven't done a real great job at that all season long, and obviously Otten had a nice night tonight for the Buccaneers. But there are a lot of teams with a lot more problems. I mean, we're just like nitpicking at little things that the Chiefs need to do well. They have everybody chasing them again in the AFC, which is pretty unbelievable. Considering, I think the injuries should be a bigger story for this team, Amy, this season. Like, you should be looking at this Chiefs team and go, man, they had a lot of guys they were counting on that went out with kind of season-ending or lengthy injuries, and they could still get Isaiah Pacheco back. Charles Omenihu was a late-season injury last year at defensive end. He could still be coming back. Mike Dana, who's been out for several weeks, is a key piece of their defensive end rotation. Heck, there was even some Hollywood Brown rumors for a while, right? You know, they could still get some pieces back from within, which is kind of scary because they're just figuring out ways to win games and taking everybody's best shot along the way.
The AFC West is not a pushover anymore, which is kind of nice to see some other teams that are above 500. I know the Raiders, they've got their issues, but the Chargers and the Broncos both have 5 wins and winning records. What stands out to you about the West at the midway point?
We know those games are going to be close. They're not usually going to be blowouts. Games with the Chargers, while they've been on the right end of them, have been all very difficult games. The Broncos, kind of same thing. When you look at, okay, it's Denver, maybe they're down. Well, they're not down now, but you face them a couple times, they still play the Chiefs tough. So those division games are always a lot closer, but Andy Reid has always put a huge premium on winning those division games and make sure that the guys know how important those are. But those teams are still chasing, right? And so the Chiefs have put themselves in a spot where everybody's looking at them in the standings again. That puts extra pressure on those teams to try to chase you. I think the Buffalo game coming up in a couple of weeks will be really interesting. Denver won't be a pushover, but certainly they've had their number as of late. So, and getting them here coming off, you know, an emotional win on a shorter week. Denver, I'm sure, is going to come in and play some pretty good football. And then Buffalo on the horizon as well. So I'm around coach too much, I guess, because I'm like saying week to week and you're not really looking ahead, but you just know that you're getting everybody's best shot. And they truly do, because you come on paper. I thought tonight's game, like on paper, I'm like, Bucks are pretty beat up. The defense gives up big plays. Chiefs, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised had they won by double digits or something tonight. And here you go. You had the Bucks hanging around and obviously had a huge shot to win this game themselves.
Josh Klingler is with us from Kansas City. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I have got to ask, is it still a big deal when Taylor Swift shows up, considering that she's become more of a staple now the last couple seasons?
Well, I have an 18-year-old daughter, just turned 18, and it's still a very big deal to her. I think the city, though, it's been kind of remarkable because I'm sure she's been, I know she's been here a number of times where no one has known about it. Like, it was like a huge thing right at the beginning. And then to Kansas City's credit, I feel like they've done a really good job of kind of leaving them alone. And so, yeah, it's still a big deal. They just want her here, but I think that they don't bug her when she's here. You know, I mean, I think there's probably, you know, maybe a number of people taking, you know, trying to take selfies and whatever, but I mean, she just kind of breezes in and breezes out like it's, you know, I guess she breezes in and out like she's a multimillionaire who could breeze in and out of somewhere without being noticed.
I think that's the part that I'm most jealous of, is that you can get in and out of a stadium without any trouble.
Or in and out of town, really. Like, in and out of town without being noticed. It's kind of amazing. But I think Kansas City is like, hey, it's cool. We don't get a lot of celebrities of that stature all the time. Let's try to act like we've been here before. And we've kind of done a decent job of that, I think.
So Mahomes doesn't count as a celebrity, or does he?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying others that, you know, we have the group of comedians from here. So, you know, there's the Paul Rudds and the Eric Stone Streets and, you know, and that, those types of Sudeikis's. I mean, there's a few, but those are kind of your homegrown guys, but ones that like choose to come here on their own volition, kind of weird. So you know, I think everybody's like, all right, cool. Kansas City's, you know, somebody does land here. It's not always flyover country, right? The Super Bowl was the big test. The Super Bowl was a big test because I think I got within like 10 feet of her and made sure I snapped the photo and sent it only to my daughter. That wasn't like a social media pic or anything.
Yes.
Just to my daughter, just to say, hey, there she is. But yeah, she's well aware. I've always, you know, let her know. I have not met Taylor Swift. I doubt we'll be allowed anywhere near.
Still though, that makes you cool in the eyes of your daughter.
That's right.
In her eyes.
That's the only ones you need points with, right?
There you go. I agree with that. All right, you can find Josh online at Josh Klingler, and he's the sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network into your fifth season now?
Yes, season five. So yeah, it's not
You jumped in at just the right time.
yeah, not bad. I was at the first one, not working for the radio crew, but working radio in town. So I've been to all the Super Bowls, and then with the on the radio crew for three Super Bowl appearances. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Good work if you can get it. It's always great to connect with you. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Always enjoy it, Amy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.